Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is January the 17th, 2024. January the 17th, 2024. My goodness, the year has gone. It's already going. Christmas is over with. Thanksgiving is over with, and we start a new year. And our confession for this year, 2024, is for 2024, do more. For 2024, do more. Some people have been saying 2024, give more. 2024, praise more. 2024, worship more. 2024, give more. And all those are good, and it comes under do more. So if you know to do more, now is the time, because this is our year, saints of God, for us to do more to advance the kingdom of God. And we just want to say thank you so much for joining us, for coming to the boot camp, for coming to the oasis, the rivers of living waters. Amen. And the filling station that we get filled. And we thank you, Father, for all our listeners. Thank you for their faithfulness, Father. Thank you that they're hungry to hear your word, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you always give us a word that we can take and hold on for the week, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing the word of God and the revelation that we need to know about the word of God and the character and the nature of who God is that lives inside of us. Thank you for the eternal word, the living word, the everlasting word that abides in us forever. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Father, for another day of living in the light of your word, in your authority, your power, and your ability, your strength, Father God, your goodness, your knowledge, Father God. Your mercies and compassions are new every morning. So we want to say thank you so much, Father. Thank you for loving us, for providing for us, for protecting us, Father, for always being with us. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we know that the greater one lives in us, that will supply all that we need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. And I thank you and I bless you, Lord. We honor your word. We honor you because you are the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides and lives in us forever. Amen. Amen. And a lot of you know that our regular hearers on our Wednesday Daily Bread, that I love to teach and preach on healing. That is my heart. That people would stay healthy, they would be encouraged, they would be strengthened, and they would be uplifted for us to do more in the kingdom of God, to advance the kingdom always, and to lift up the name of Jesus. For there's no other name than the name of Jesus, and no other name can we be healed but by the name of Jesus. So we want to thank you again for coming. And today I'm going to be reading on our devotional on health food devotions by Kenneth E. Hagin. Amen. Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Acts 10:34. God is no respecter of persons. There are many methods of healing. For example, you can be healed by the prayer of James 5:14-15. And you can also be healed by the laying of hands, Mark 16:18. These are just two Bible methods of receiving healing. But you can also be healed by believing Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, Matthew 8:17, and 1 Peter 2:24. Those are all good scriptures for us to stand. They are truths, and they are the ones that we are to stand on, believe, and declare, and confess to our bodies, so our bodies will hear the word of God and causes the healing to come and the manifestation to come to our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. In 1 Peter 2:24, without anyone praying for you, just by acting on these verses yourself, we act on them, we say them, and we obey it. We believe it, receive it, that it's done in Jesus' name. In fact, that's really the best way, because after you are healed, you can then go out and tell someone how you were healed, and then they can receive their healing the same way you did. Healing belongs to every one of us. Amen? So what is the best way? The best way? Because after you are healed, you can go out and tell someone how you were healed. Amen? And by being healed is every one of us acting on the word of God, acting on these truths that God already gave us, that we can confess over our bodies, and it's done, it is done, it is done, it is done. Healing belongs to every one of us. Some people say, well, that just means spiritual healing. The scriptures isn't talking about physical healing. I shared 1 Peter 2:24 with a woman in Oklahoma who was crippled. The doctors in Oklahoma City had said, she'll never walk another step the longest day she lives. And she had been in a wheelchair for 4 years. Now, I wasn't operating in the gifts of the Spirit at the time I gave her that verse. I just gave her 1 Peter 2:24 and got her to act upon it. That's where it is important, that we act upon the Word of God. We act upon the scripture that is given, 1 Peter 2:24. We act upon it. If we don't act upon it, we're not going to get any results. Amen? And as God is my witness, hundreds of people saw her leap and walk and jump. 1 Peter 2:24 will also work for you, just as it did for that woman. God is no respecter of persons. And this is our confession. According to the word of God, I am healed. It is written in 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes ye were healed. And if we were healed, then I am healed. I am healed. Amen. Hallelujah. The written word of God will never pass away. Amen. His word is settled already. If his word was to be removed from this earth, it would crumble. Everything would just disintegrate, because it's by the word of God that we are held and the world are held together. So we know that the word of God works. Healing works for us. It might not work just on that second. Sometimes it takes time, but I'll tell you what, the word of God is truth, and it will do what it says it will do. 1 Peter 2:24, that by whose stripes ye were healed. And if we're healed, if we were, we are. Amen? And we just hold on to it like a bulldog holds on to a bone and won't let go of it. We hold on to the word of God because we know that the word of God is the eternal, living, everlasting word that lives and abides in us, in our spirit, man. And we wail out that two-edged sword. And the two-edged sword is God's word that will come against sickness and disease, oppression, depression, self-pity, whatever it may be. God's already done everything we will ever need. It's by his divine power he's given us all things. Amen? All things. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue and had given us every precious promises that we can be partakers of them all. The word of God is there for us, And we are to take it and put it in our spirit man and then wail it out as a two-edged sword and keep the enemy running and say, no, you don't. You ain't putting sickness on me. Yes, we will. The attacks will come. Diseases will try to attack us and sickness. But you know what? We have the word and we wail the word out and we speak to those symptoms and they have to leave. Amen. And we don't have to put up with them. In the name of Jesus, I'm not saying that we're never going to get sick. Amen. But those attacks will come, but we have to be prepared to say, no, you don't, and stop them right there so they will not linger on into our bodies. We say, no, you don't. You leave my body right now in the name of Jesus. You might be feeling tired and coughing and not feeling so good, but you keep speaking to those symptoms and they have to leave. They cannot stay. They will not stay as long as we command them to leave, because the enemy has no legal right to our bodies. We've been bought by the precious blood of Jesus. We belong to him. And the enemy tries to take everything he can away from us that God already purchased through our Lord Jesus Christ. But we say, no, you don't. In the enemy, you are the enemy of God and you hate us. But we know who you are. And we know when the attacks come and we stop them right away in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And let me read you this. I release my faith for healing with words. What? God's words. God's word. We release our faith for healing with God's words. Amen. God created the world with words, his words. Genesis 1, verses 2. We got saved by saying words, by saying the word of God. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And we can have what we say according to Mark 11, 23. That's God's word. There is power in our words that we confess according to the word of God. Amen. Romans 4, 17. Romans 4, 17. Proverbs 18, 21. Amen. This is how the kingdom of God works. Nothing happens until we speak. Until we say what God says, what God's word says, we repeat what God says. Amen. I think too many times we aren't speaking to our mountains. Okay? We are letting our mountains speak to us instead of us speaking to the mountain of sickness, disease, poverty, loneliness, sickness. We say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, you get out of here. We're saying what we see and feel in agreeing with the circumstances that we're going through instead of us agreeing with the word of God. Did you hear that? We're saying what we see and feel in our bodies and agreeing with circumstances instead of agreeing with God's word. Instead of us saying, no, you don't. Sickness, you have no legal right. Disease, you have no legal right. Colds, flu, cough, whatever it is, you have no legal right. I command you in the name of Jesus to line up in the name of Jesus. I command every vital organ in my body to function perfectly and normally from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. In the name of Jesus, do you hear me, body? You do what I say because you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command you, body, to be healed and be made whole. Right now, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We honor you. We worship you, Father. Oh, para sambare kita la maka de diria sobre kintera. Et romo kiria lo suta la mare sikiria. Et enemendo kundera parisir. And we loose the name of Jesus to every circumstance, every tribulation, calamity, anything that comes against us, we say in the name of Jesus, leave my body. In the name of Jesus, I command these thoughts, ideas, and suggestions to cease right now. In the name of Jesus, I take every thought captive and I bring it into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I have a sharp, quick, alert mind. I have a sound mind, a disciplined mind, and a peaceful mind. And the memory of the righteous is blessed. And I thank you, Lord, for the sword of the Spirit. For you said that man should not live by bread alone, but by the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In the name of Jesus, we have the word in our mouths. We have the word of God living in our spirit, and we well it out of our mouths, and we get results every time the manifestation of God's word comes to fruition in our lives. And we just want to say, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Greater are you that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Father, that you called us to walk in victory. We are more than overcomers. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the country. We're blessed going in and going out, in the marketplace, in the workplace, everywhere we go. The Spirit of God is all around us. The angels of the Lord are upon us. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every hearer and doer of the word that is listening to the sound of my voice. And I say, be healed and be made whole. Go forth in victory and go in the strength and the joy and the peace and the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining us on Wednesday. And remember, our confession for 2024, do more. Do more for the kingdom of God. Do more to advance the kingdom of God. And we just want to say thank you so much. We love you. Be blessed, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Have a blessed week, and keep safe, stay healthy, and stay warm. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.